I hope not everybody is leaving this room, so I hope we stay here working together as I speak four languages, so no problem. Yes, we need to start because, as you know, we have a meeting in Nairobi, and this meeting of the ad hoc open-ended expert group on marine litter and microplastic come with the monitoring and data and research emerge as a key topic that we need to follow to discuss and to reflect in an informal manner and interaction. So the main of this working group is to focus on recommendations, this recommendation on information and monitoring, proposals on ways to overcome the different barriers, ways of improving synergies with existing legal instruments, and the pros and cons of different international response options, as well as national and regional responses. So we would like to focus on this, and this is an informal gathering, and you will be very, very much engaged and open to discuss. And I would like to also to remark that these recommendations will be reflected and taken into account of the last outcome document. This outcome document, the expert ad hoc group is going to present in Guinea 4. So the discussions, as you heard this morning, has four questions, as you have seen in the presentation. For the theme of information and monitoring, the four questions are as follow. What are the main priorities in information and monitoring? How can existing legal instruments support these priorities? And what are the implications of option 1, 2, and 3? These were in the documents that perhaps you have already have to look at it. So we need to concentrate in that. What are the next steps to be taken to address barriers and opportunities? They are following another question, but they are now too much, so we need to first focus on the first questions. What are the main priorities in information and monitoring? I would like to hear from the audience what are the thoughts, what are the opinions, and what are the identifying information and recommendations that we can take into account. Thank you.